Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Good evening. Thank you all for joining in on this third Monday of the month with us at Smile3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio Ministries. We are so happy to be here with you all tonight so that you can hear what the Lord has to say to the body of Christ. I'm excited. I hope you all are excited because I know God has a word for you, 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 and me. And I'm just ready to hear what the Lord has to say. So we will be having a speaker tonight, which is known to many and related to a whole lot of us. We want to say to you all, Minister Margo will be bringing forth the word. So while we're waiting for her to come forth, get your Bibles, your pens, your paper, your pencils, ink pens, whatever you need to get. And remember, put your phones on mute because you don't want to miss a word. When it is time for you to speak, you can unmute your phones at the end of the service where you can make comments and speak to the woman of God to encourage her, to let her know how the word has blessed you on tonight. And we will have fun from there because God's word is awesome. So we're going to have an awesome time on tonight. So let's go into prayer. Well, you know, before we pray, let me make sure the woman of God is on the line, and I'm going to see if she has someone she wants to open prayer for her. So, Minister Margo, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Minister Sylvia, and you are the one to pray for us tonight if God will, I'm sure, word your mouth and bless us all through you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Father God, we come to you on tonight, God, with an open mouth, O Lord, with an open heart, an open spirit. We're asking you to forgive us of every sin, O God. Just come and be our Lord and Savior, be our Redeemer, be our Healer, and be our Protector. God, we want you to open our ears that we will hear every word that you have for us on tonight. God, open our hearts that we will receive every word that's loose tonight. God, open our minds that we would change our mindset because of the word that has been released tonight. God, we're just giving our lives and our spirit and ourselves over to you that you may have your way in our life, oh God. While the pandemic is going on, God, we want to keep giving you praise. We want to keep giving you praise in the land, God. We want to keep giving you the honor, the glory. God, we just want to keep giving you the praise. God, we want to just worship you in spirit and truth. God, we want to be able to come to you on your altar. We want to be able to lay every problem on the altar. We want to be able to lay prostrate on your altar. Oh, God, we want to just lay on your altar and hold on to the horns of the altar and don't give up, don't give in, don't release. God, we don't want to move till we hear from you, oh, God. God, teach us how to be quiet and just let our spirit be released to you, oh God. We want to hear what you have to say, God. Teach us how to move when you say move. Teach us how to be still when you say be still, oh God. God, teach us how to just want you even the more, desire you even the more, get into your word to know you even the more. God, release yourself on America. Release yourself on our household. Release yourself in our jobs. Release yourself, God, in our dreams. God, just release yourself all over us. Cover us with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, oh God. God, let us know in our spirit that it's okay to trust you. Trust you in everything, oh God. For America needs to get back to you. We need to get back to you in the place of saying, in God, we trust. God, we just ask you to put America and all of the surrounding countries on this planet under Holy Ghost arrest, God, because we know that you are one Lord, one Savior, one God, one baptism. God, we know that you are the one and only truly living God. In Jesus' name, we pray these prayers that our families are covered and everything that belongs to us will come forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Margo is in your hands now. Let God use you on tonight.
God bless you. Thank you, Minister Sylvia. I'm just going to ask you all to pray with me tonight. We know the enemy is busy, and I've been doing fine but I'm having some discomfort now in the left side of my throat. I'm going to go forward as planned and know that God will give me what I need. I'd like to start with a short song, and so different one that I've ever done, actually, but it's what God put on my heart. And so we're going to begin. Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to you to do what you say. Do you belong to show someone the way and enable me to say my storage is empty and I am available to you. My storage is empty and I am available. My storage is empty and I am available. My storage is empty and I am available to you. Great. Thank you, Father. Help me, Lord, open up to you, to allow you to use me, to help me to get out of the way and allow your word, the word you've given me, to speak to your people tonight, to touch hearts and minds and spirits, and to allow us to remember that all we need to do is open up to tell you that we're available. We can be used by you and for your kingdom, to build it, to make it stronger, and to be used by our Father. Thank you, God. Thank you. And we praise you. Amen. And amen. Encouraging words. As a seasoned educator, I discovered the importance of setting the atmosphere in my classroom. The first few days of the year, I spent time discussing classroom expectations. Our discussions would be based on the importance of respect and the power of words. I explained that we can use our words to tear down or build up. And with the help of the students, we would dismantle the old adage of sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Because, of course, words can and do hurt. Our mission throughout the year was to build up and support each other on our journey of discovery and growth. In our life journey, especially those of us striving to be disciples of Christ, our goals should include building up and encouraging others. I believe God requires that his followers encourage one another, and we use the power of our words to lift up and inspire others. Encouragers use words to strengthen, reinforce, and reassure others. You may never know when the Holy Spirit speaking through you may keep a believer from falling into despair and losing hope. Encouraging others is a necessary duty of those who love God. There comes a time when we all need to be encouraged. Life's journey will place each of us in a position of needing to be reinforced, strengthened, and reassured with prayer and words of encouragement. In life, we all experience hardship. In fact, if we breathe, we struggle. Hardships and trials are common to life. There's so much God wants to do in and through us from the trials we face. We must be secure in the knowledge that no matter the situation or circumstance, God will see us through. As we are reminded in 1 Peter 4:12, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you. And in Psalm 34:19, we read, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. As a believer, you must be prepared to share your personal testimony. Nothing raises confidence like a true story. An actual experience stays in the mind and resonates within the spirit. This is, of course, proven through our knowledge of the Word of God itself, which is often referred to as the greatest story ever told. The Bible gives us many excellent examples of encouragement. And if we look at 1 Samuel, the 23rd chapter, David was hiding in the wilderness from Saul. Verse 16 states, Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. Don't be afraid, Jonathan reassures him. My father will never find you. You are going to be the king of Israel, and I will be next to you, as my father Saul is well aware. However, we know Jonathan did not have the opportunity to rule alongside David, but he fulfilled his role as encourager in a time when David needed it the most. You may never have to go into the enemy's camp in the natural sense as David did. But as a spiritual encourager, you will be required to enter the enemy's camp to encourage a believer to hold on, no matter how dire the circumstances. You must be prepared to assure someone engulfed in a personal battle that God can and will see them through. God's promises are true, and we as believers, we know this. And we know that through what happens, we may feel weakened by the harsh blows of life. But we know God is with us. We are not alone. He told us he will never leave us or forsake us. And in Psalm 27, the 5th verse, it reads, for in the day of trouble, he will hide me in his shelter. In the secret place of his tent, he will hide me. He will lift me up upon a rock. But sometimes, saints, it's not enough just to tell someone that God will hide them in times of trouble. Sometimes our brother or sister may need for us to go out onto that field of battle where they have faltered and drag them back to safety. Sometimes we may be required to hold that believer up in prayer and travail. We will need to engage the enemy on their behalf in a serious and sustained assault to fight for their very spiritual lives. We must encourage them to stay strong and help them to increase their faith in God. No matter how fierce the battle, God is with us. His love sustains us and allows us to endure, to go through whatever it is we need to go through. I know that I have needed encouragement, and thanks be to the Father, He sent me an encourager. The Lord sent me a believer to motivate me and help me to press on. Encouragers help us to fight through the pain and prevail against Satan's lies and discouraging words. Effective encouragers help us to renew our strength, regain our spiritual footing, and reestablish our peace of mind. When we encourage others, as we experience trials and suffer loss, it reminds them that God is ever present and His love and comfort is always available. We know this to be true, as it is written in 2 Corinthians 1 and 4, the New Living Translation, He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When we are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Look at God. God sows seeds. He plants comfort into our spirits to enable us, each of us, to sow comfort into the spirits and lives of others. As you encourage others, you will witness them mature and grow in Christ. If we go back to the story of David, in the 7th chapter, that is 7 chapters later, that's chapter 30, we find David still a fugitive from King Saul. And he has aligned himself with Achish, that's a Philistine king. Yes, that's right, a Philistine. Sometimes fear causes us to make desperate decisions which have devastating consequences. David and his 600-man army are assembled to fight with the Philistines against Saul. But since Achish doesn't trust him, he and his men are sent home to Ziklag. That trip takes them 3 days. It's a 50-mile march. David and his men arrive home to find the Amalekites have attacked Ziklag and burned it to the ground. And they've taken captive the women and all who were in it, both young and old. Verse 4 reads, So David and his men wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. Have you ever experienced a loss so devastating you felt you had no strength, no ability to stand the impact of the loss? A pain so great you felt you didn't have enough strength to cry, pray, or to sleep, or even to process what was happening. I've been there. And I know many of us have found ourselves like David in a Ziklag experience. But if we look at what David did in this dilemma, unlike before when Jonathan sought him out, the last part of verse 6 of the 30th chapter states, But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. This shows growth and great courage. David encouraged or strengthened himself in the Lord. David used the Psalms, the words of God, to fight against the forces that had turned his life upside down. The word is our greatest encourager. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help from his temple. He heard my voice. Psalm 18 and 6. David wrote 73 of the 150 Psalms. Some scholars believe after his Ziklag experience, David wrote Psalm 16. Verse 1 reads, "Keep and protect me, O God, for in you I have placed my trust and found refuge." So whatever happens, God will always protect us. Verse 8 reads, "I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." If we have the strength to refocus on God, he will keep us on a stable foundation. And his love for us is unshakable. Verse 11. And this happens to be one of my favorite Bible verses. "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." As I look closely at that first line, "You will show me the path of life," it makes clear that as we travel through life, our Father God will show us the way, and he will be with us. This reminds me of God's love and his sovereignty. This psalm shows us that David matured and learned to encourage himself. However, even as mature saints, there are times when we need to be encouraged. Effective encouragers point those who are embattled by the trials on the path of life. They point us to the Word of God and its truth. Encouragers direct us to pray, and they will lift us up in prayer. Encouragers can also use praise and worship to lift the spirit and strengthen believers who are experiencing illness and loss. I know many people have suffered loss and experience extreme illnesses due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and of course, many other causes. But when my eldest sister became ill, our gracious Father granted us 6 weeks to process and ready our spirits for her eventual transition. But the loss of my younger sister was sudden. No time to process. No time to prepare. And her death was a strong blow to a heart that was still in the process of healing. But the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, spoke to me. And in answer to my question, which was, "Lord, how do I get through this?" Spirit said, "Praise your way through it." Praise me. Worship me. Honor me. Sing praises to me. Find strength in your worship of me. Find the fullness of joy in my presence. Oh, he said to find pleasure in his presence. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage each of you to praise your way through. through, through whatever you're going through, whatever pain you may be in, whatever you are experiencing or going through. I encourage you to praise your way through the sadness and the disappointment, be it in a relationship or an expected outcome. I encourage you to praise God, to glorify Him, to magnify Him, just because He's God. He's holy. He's worthy. He is altogether beautiful. Praise Him. I encourage you to praise Him, praise Him, praise your way through to the other side of the storm. You can get through it. Hallelujah. You can get through it. And praise is what brought me through. David made it through. He made it through Ziklag, and he conquered and reclaimed all that was his. Daniel made it through the lion's den with his life, and he was able to make it through. Paul, he made it through shipwreck and imprisonment. And I want you to know that I made it through. Not just this year's loss, but I've made it through 5 major surgeries. I've made it through a pulmonary embolism that had me laid unconscious on my floor. I made it through 3 additional blood clots and so many horrible infections. That's just a few of the things that God has brought me through. So I know, without a doubt, you can make it through. And there will always be another test. There will always be another storm, another struggle, another skirmish with the enemy. And as the war is raging, we must be suited for battle. We must keep on the whole armor of God. So let's look at the Amplified Version of Ephesians 6 and 11, which says, "Put on the full armor of God, for His precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier, so that you will be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the strategies and the deceits of the devil. We must be equipped to be about our Father's business, even in the midst of storms and trials and circumstances and situations, even in the midst of personal battles. We must be about God's business. I encourage each of you to use your unique talent and your gift to strengthen and expand the kingdom of heaven. We must find the strength and the courage to be about doing kingdom business. And this includes encouraging others. Now, there is something that only you can do for God's kingdom. So please accept your assignment. Allow God to use you for His purpose and glory. Romans 12, verses 7 and 8, the New Living Translation reads, "If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it, and do it gladly. We should desire the best for others, for other believers, and for anyone that crosses our path. And we must do our very best for our Father and Lord. Every unique gift and talent is needed to minister to the body of Christ and to help build and strengthen the kingdom of God. Finally, I encourage you to be an encourager. Selah, please consider this. Back into your hands, Minister Sylvia.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. The woman of God taught us to just encourage one another, encourage our leaders, and just encourage our family, encourage ourselves. She also told us on tonight, praise your way through. Whatever you're going through, praise your way through. No matter how bad it seems, how bad it looks, how bad it feel, praise your way through. Find pleasantries. Find pleasure in your praise unto God. Praise your way through. So this is the time that you all can unmute your phones one at a time. Please give each other time to speak. Everyone wants to get their point across. Remember, there's other people on the line who want to speak, so encourage the woman of God and give someone else a chance to encourage her. But this is your time to unmute your phone and speak into the woman of God's life. The lines are open.
Well, this is Mama Tony, and I'm just calling in to say what a rich word. Oh, my goodness. I am full to my eyeballs of the word of God, of encouragement, just to know that God has put us here to help one another. Margo, there's just so many rich points that you made tonight. And this whole, you started off with testimony of how the word of God is a testimony and how it was exemplified with Jonathan going to encourage David, using those words to encourage him. It made me think about a friend and how you call a friend to see about him, but you call a friend to encourage them that they might know that God has them on their heart and their mind. Just so much. The word that to go to the battlefield, and you might have to drag that seat. I thought about our brother who was in Vietnam and how he was wounded because he went out to the battlefield and pulled those men who were under attack, but he pulled them to safety at the risk of his own life. Sometimes that's what God is calling for us, to go on that battlefield and get that loved one, get that sister, get that brother, that they might know that he has not forsaken them or left them, and just to encourage them. Such a rich word of just being able to know that God is our refuge. He's our refuge. And I don't care how bad it gets. I don't care how tough it is. We've got a daddy that is greater than all other gods. And so it just gives us that opportunity just to praise our way through it. That'll make you happy right there, just to think about
right
it.
Right there.
Right there. Mm. So I just want to encourage my sister in the Lord, my sister. We triple sisters, triple in the Lord, in the blood, and friends. And so we get to live through all of that together. Be encouraged, Minister Margo, just to keep on keeping on doing what the Lord has called you to do. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Tony's husband, Ron Montgomery.
Yes.
I'm Margo's brother-in-law. I just want to thank Margo for that encouraging message tonight, Lord. I am encouraged. I had forgotten all those experiences, not had forgotten, but I hadn't heard them recalled. In order like that, that Margo had with regard to the health problem. And I'll tell you what, she definitely has a testimony of encouragement for us all. I myself haven't had those kinds of health experiences, and the ones that I've had are minor compared to the ones that she has. And I have to remember that I've been blessed, and I need to continue to be encouraged by that. Thank you for that message of encouragement tonight, Margo. It's something to give us all something to live by. Thank you very much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Montgomery.
Good evening, Minister. This is Carmita. And as usual, again, Margo, you do have the gift of encouragement, I have to say, and all through the Bible, we see instructions to encourage one another. The spiritual gift of encouragement, I feel, is something that you have through your testimonies and through your ministry. And you have an ability that God has given you to inspire others to reach their full potential. And it's not only praying for them, but praying with them in the encouragement. Now, all through this lesson, it's like a golden thread that you wove from Samuel to Corinthians to Psalms to Ephesians to Romans. And it was simply beautiful. And it's something for all of us to learn, as all of your ministries are. And I have to applaud you. This was awesome. This was very awesome.
God bless the woman of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there anyone else who's speaking to the woman of God life on tonight?
Yes, I would like to say to Margo that you have always been an encourager to me, and I believe that I have been an encourager to you. And I just thank you for being that type of sister. I was doing some studying myself today for another project that I was working on, and I have been studying about Elizabeth, and part of the lesson that we need to learn from Elizabeth and her interaction and visit with Mary is that we need to look for opportunities to give others a reason to praise God. And so when we are encouragers one to another, we help each other figure out ways to praise God, or praise our way through, as you said, in order to know that we can make it through. And so I just thank you for who you are in my life and what you bring to my life. And I truly believe that I do the same for you. Stay encouraged, and also remember, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Thank you, Margo.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Thank you, sir. Mother.
Hello?
Oh, Oh. To the teacher as well, because we thank God for it. Thank you. I'm sorry, someone else is speaking. I'll be quiet.
Oh, this is Felicia. I just wanted to say, Margot, that was so beautiful, so encouraging. And I feel like the message is for a time such as now. And because so many people are depressed and they're grieving, and it's just so much going on, you know, in the different households, you know. And, you know, encouraging people to encourage themselves, you know, that's what we have to do, you know, many times. And so it was just an awesome message. And I've been blessed, you know, by it. And, you know, and then when you talk about praising your way through, you know, I was just thinking about, I used to say that I was a JCPenney's girl because I used to shop there when my kids was little. I'd get all Christmas. I did a lot of shopping. And then I love Sunday school. I've always loved Sunday school. And so I would say, I'm a Sunday school girl. You know, I'm a Sunday school girl. But, you know, I can say right now, today, that praise is what I do. Praise is what I do. And when I'm praying, you know, we just had prayer, my sister and I, about an hour ago. When I'm praying, the best part, the very best part of my prayer is the praise part. It's the praise part. I love to tell the Lord how much I love him. I love to thank him. I love to lift him up. I love to call him on all of his wonderful names. That's the best part of the praise. It's when I'm praising him, doing my prayer. You know, it's not when I'm saying, well, Lord, I need this, or Lord, help me do this, but it's the praise. Oh, how I love to praise his name.
Amen.
So praising our way through. Oh, I mean, just the time with him. You know, calling him all those wonderful Lord of Lord, King of Kings, way out in the way.
Amen.
So this is what I do, Margot. And this was an awesome, wonderful message, and I thank you for it. And just keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on blessing us with these messages, anointed messages from the Lord.
Thanks, God.
God bless you.
God bless you. Well, thank you, Felicia, and both Felicia and my sorority sisters, and they, of course, have always, wow, 50 years now, that we know each other, ooh, where's my cup? You're encouraging. That's amazing.
Is there anyone else who'd like to speak at this time?
This is Sister Carmen. I was truly blessed also by those words of obedience and transparency and just anointing words from God. God spoke to me several weeks ago, and he said to me, "You've been redeemed. So you have a reason and a right to pray and praise me." And I just thank God because, you know, we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So therefore we have a right, because he say in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. So therefore, we have a right, a reason, and the reason is that nobody will never know what God has done for you except that you tell it. But even those things that you don't tell gives you that reason to praise him, because it's just so overwhelming how God, you know, you redeemed me when I was lost in sin and I would have bust hell wide open, and, you know, you redeemed me for salvation, you know. And therefore God said, because you've been redeemed, Carmen, you've got a right and a reason to praise me and to pray. So when people say it don't take all that, oh, yes, it takes all that and more. Because he said if we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise him enough. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, I'm in awe, and I it just blesses my soul as people understand, yes, I have a right, a reason, and I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. So I'm going to go forth, and I'm going to speak, and I'm going to do everything that God commands me to do. He said it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yes.
So we are called to do this great and mighty word. We're called to encourage one another. You know, I've been fighting a cold. I got a cold from my grandson. And, you know, when you get a cold from a child, it's like a, wow, it almost knocks you off your feet. But as my sister spoke today, she prayed for me. And she just lifted me up. And, you know, prayers of the righteous, they do avail as much. We have to know that without a shadow of a doubt. That God inhabits the praises of his people. And
Amen.
We are called to do exactly that. So it's an honor and a privilege. It's an honor and a privilege to know people. You know, as Margot's sister said, you know, I think of my sister as she's my blood sister, but she's my spiritual sister. She's like a second mom to me. So, hey, I am truly blessed with the three. I am blessed by the best, and I tell people if I could have picked, God said, pick your sister, I could not have been blessed with a greater sister, a better sister, especially one that knows the Lord, and we can pray and touch and agree, you know. Mm-hmm. So I count it the honor and the privilege just to be able to say, Lord, I love you because you first loved me, and you loved me even when I didn't even love myself. What a mighty God we serve, an awesome God. Amen, amen, thank God.
Thank you, God.
Minister Margo, this is Cecilia. I could say a lot, but I won't, so I'll just say thank you. I'll say gracias, and I won't say it in any other languages, but if I could, if I had the time, I'd just say thank you even the more for everything that you've done, for your consistency, for your love for God, and for you reminding us that even in the midst of whatever we're going through, praise your way out, thank God, and encourage somebody else. And if you have a parent that's still here today, please encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone who can speak now?
Yes, my name is Catherine Seabury. I want to tell Margo she did a beautiful job speaking the word. It was very encouraging, and she knows that I love her very much. So, Margo, I want to say, may God bless you and continue speaking the word. It was very encouraging. Love you, Margo.
Love you, Aunt Catherine, our matriarch. Praise God. 92 years young. Thank you, Aunt Catherine, for calling in. What a blessing. You're all blessed.
Praise God.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much. Love you.
Is there anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to say thank you all for tuning in, for joining in on the service, for your wonderful comments and remarks. to encourage the woman of God, to let her know that she is the one. God has chosen her for such a time as this to bring forth the word, to encourage the people, to let them know it's okay to encourage one another. It's okay to encourage us to praise God continually, because without praise, we're not doing God his proper honors. I want to say that this is Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry. We are presented every Sunday, Monday, and Fridays. This Friday coming up will be the third Friday of the month. I, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be your speaker at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Facebook Live as well as on Blog Talk. This Sunday, our speaker will be Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will be on Blog Talk only. The fourth Monday of next week will be Mother Tony Montgomery and myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk at the same time. We ask you to join in to support our ministries, because we are bringing forth the word of God to let people know what God is saying to the body of Christ. There's a lot of situations going on, and we are just trying to be a part of the body of Christ to do what God has told us to do as far as getting his word out. We want you all to know we love you with the love of the Lord. It's nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do about it except love us back. We want you all to remember our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that being said, I'm going to hand it back to the woman of God, Minister Margo, to end us with prayer, and you all have a safe and wonderful week. Minister Margo, it's back in your hands. Minister Margo?
Hold on, Minister Sylvia. Her line had dropped. She just called back in.
Okay, thank you. Possibly that.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry something happened, but I'm back, and I just ask you all to pray with me as we go before the Lord, and we thank you, Jesus, for being with us. We thank you, as my mom would say, being in on this conversation. Thank you, God, for just loving us and caring for us. And help us, Lord, to remember that we need to encourage others. Help us to reach out to others. Help us to find a way to encourage others. Help us to sow seeds of strength, of courage, of purpose. Help us, God, to do all that we do in love and for your glory. And, Father, we will give you the praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Have a great day.
Amen. Amen.
Have a great day.
Love you with
love
the love
you.
Of Jesus.
Love you all.
Love you.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless. Good night, everyone.